Here on the show, all the time we ask people about works of art that changed their lives. This week, we've got one from the singer-songwriter Dave Alvin. 30 years ago in Los Angeles, Alvin founded the rootsy punk band called The Blasters with his brother Phil, and they were a big deal in the 1980s. Since then, Dave's lived the life of a yeoman musician, playing on the road to small but devoted audiences. It hasn't always been easy. He told us about the time he almost gave up.
I never had a plan in my life. When we started The Blasters, I was a fry cook. Everything kind of went really well with no plan. We became, you know, I won't say rock stars, we became cult heroes.
They want to hear some American music.
Then I made a solo record for CBS Records, the same as Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. Wow, man. And did that, and then everything came to just crashing down on me. In the late 80s, you know, the whole thing was like hair bands and Richard Marx and power ballads. I'm not that kind of guy. And if you wanted to get a record deal, you know, you had to do something along those lines. And at the same time, I was aging, you know. I wasn't a kid really anymore, so I couldn't jump on whatever bandwagon kids were doing. You know, hey kids, you know, make room for dad. We started the band March of 79, and then here it was 1987 into 88. I was massively in debt. My mother had died, friends had died, my entire world had changed. And, you know, the idea of writing a song just was repugnant to me. I just decided, you know, screw the music industry. It was 89, 90. A friend of mine, a woman named Rosemary Patronette, called me up and said, Curtis Mayfield's playing the Palomino. I was like, what? It was a place that had been for years the number one honky-tonk in Southern California. She goes, yeah, can you believe it? And I said, so we went down to the Palomino, and there was maybe 80 people there. We're talking Curtis Mayfield. And I put Curtis on a level with Bob Dylan and Merle Haggard, you know. And for whatever reason, he's playing to 80 people at the Palomino. And I was sitting there and I was bumming. And it was feeding into my whole screw the music, screw the world, screw everything, you know. And then he got on stage and he started playing, and it was like a magic wand just came in. Bam.
People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket. You just thank the Lord. I say you just thank the Lord.
And I realized, oh my God, he's playing to 80 people. And he's glorious. He was amazing.
For the train to Jordan.
I walked into the club, a cynical jerk, and suddenly I was transformed back to being a 12-year-old kid again.
Faith is the key. Open the doors and boredom. There's hope for all among those loved the most.
You know, it's like when the cliches come true. I walked out, I'll do whatever the hell I want. The one thing is, I'll just be me. You know, I'm not a great singer. I'll sing, I don't care. If people make fun of me, fine. If critics give me a bad review, fine. It doesn't matter. You're going to play to 80 people and love it as much as Curtis did. And that's the goal.
Dave Alvin is still touring these days with his blues band, The Guilty Ones, and they've got a brand new album out called 1111. Michael May produced our story. And we still want to hear about the work of art that changed your life. It could be a song, a TV show, a novel, anything. Tell us about it at studio360.org.